So, Jules.
Hey, Jim.
We did something kind of sketchy tonight.
What did we do that was sketchy?
We loaded up like a bunch of trash and shit we didn't want in the dark of night and like took it to the back of a loading dock and just left it there.
I have bad news for you.
What?
It wasn't as sketchy as you think.
It wasn't?
No. Our real estate agent manages that property and gave me his permission to put it in there.
Oh, I was talking about the Goodwill.
Oh, absolutely. That was sketchy as all fuck.
They said this area is under 24-hour surveillance and there was a picture of a camera.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
I have no idea.
Charge us with giving people stuff they don't want? I'm not sure that's a crime.
They were like, only come during these hours, and we were busy during those hours.
You know something?
What?
I'm not going to be a resident of the state in 12 hours, so...
Who gives a shit?
Let them try to come find me at this house.
How will they know?
Well, they would have to... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They go to the police and say, I don't know.
Some tall, blonde woman with a mask was putting cardboard boxes in our loading dock last night.
You know, I don't see a jury convicting on that, really.
Your phone said it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, my phone can... Just eat it. We've had a long day.
We have. It is time to go to sleep.
It is. I had some thing. I don't know what it was, though.
Was it all the people who called you ma'am all the time?
I've been getting that a lot the last few days.
It's almost like you're passing.
I don't have any other explanation for it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't see why I pass, but all these people are calling me ma'am. And they're people like, you know, worker mans, as my son would have called them.
Worker mans.
They're worker mans. It's nice. It's really nice.
The cats are really upset at us because they had to spend the day locked in a bedroom. And now they have the run of the house and all they want is to be in here.
Yep.
But I put a big box up against the door so they can't push it open. It's okay. Go to sleep. But he's really trying. Should I lock them back up in there?
You don't have to do it for me.
Once he figures out that it won't work, he'll probably stop.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to drive with that sound all day tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I thought I adopted the quietest cat that in that litter.
Yeah.
And I shudder to think if any of them are louder than that one. At least he's cute.
Yeah, they both are.
Oh, your dilation is done.
No, my dilation with that dilator is done.
Oh, you have to do the blue one still.
Do the blue one.
How's that going lately?
For our listeners, have we explained the scarring thing?
We've not.
Why don't you explain it? Because you were the one who found out about it.
Okay, so I have heard, and I think it was from Dr. Bowers, but somewhere online whilst doing research, that around month 3 after surgery, the scar tissue starts to form in your surgery area, and it becomes more difficult to dilate.
And how long does that last?
They didn't say.
Forever.
I don't know, but it's harder to regain depth after that or during that time.
Yeah, depth is just not my problem.
No, you've pretty much given up on the green one lately.
Well, yeah, I think when I get to our new location, I'm going to start back up again.
Okay, maybe after Christmas.
Maybe after Christmas.
So you don't have pain on Christmas. That would suck. Although it is festively green, maybe we can put like a little red candy stripe on it or something. And put a little mistletoe on it. Did you just laugh out your dilator? I'm sorry.
I did not. I've got a firm hold on it at the moment.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. Put some holly on it.
Ouch.
Ouch is right.
Anyway, yeah, we had a big day. We got all our stuff put in some UPEC pods. And it almost didn't fit.
I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I killed a spider.
No.
I didn't have any choice.
Where was it?
It was in the middle of the now empty living room floor. And here's the thing. You were running the bath, and it wasn't going to wait forever. I looked all over the place. There was nothing to pick him up with or put him in. It's all packed.
Oh, no.
And so he was headed for our stuff.
Oh, no.
And I just thought, I'm so sorry.
We can't take that spider with us in the car. We really can't.
It was a very, very large spider.
Oh, my God. How large?
Like that. It was an inch and a half from wingtip to wingtip.
Oh, that's really too bad.
And I just thought, you know, I can't do that. I just hate killing animals, and especially spiders. But I just didn't, I couldn't persuade it to go somewhere else. And it was making a beeline for that big pile of stuff I'm taking in the car. Mm. Or one of us is. I didn't want it to crawl out in the middle of who knows what.
Yeah, we could have an accident.
And so...
Yeah, I guess like all the spiders that lived here are all displaced now because all our stuff is gone. Thanks for writing us about the hiking, by the way. Keep writing into us. We love hearing from you so much. Like, we get so excited. I get so excited.
No, we do.
I'm usually like, oh, we got an email from a listener!
It's absolutely true. They do that. They always, like, they get so excited.
I do. It's like someone's listening to us. It's so nice.
Yeah. And so we're going to be on the road for 2 days.
It's like...
Tomorrow's Monday. We'll be staying at the halfway point tomorrow night. And then we're going to be staying in the town on Tuesday night.
And then we close on Wednesday morning.
And we close on Wednesday morning. We move into the house on Wednesday. And so we're going to be kind of homeless for a couple days.
I don't like it. My anxiety is not happy about this.
Well.
We have previously traveled together and brought our listeners along. And I'm sure we'll make it again.
Yeah, although we're going to be in separate cars this time.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Well, it's not like we could record in the car anyway. We've decided that's a bad deal.
Well, we recorded on the way up to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of audio processing to make that even remotely usable.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we won't subject them to that again.
No.
Maybe someday we'll get back in the actual studio.
Yeah.
Have decent sound instead of just our phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, we just want to let you know what's going on with us, and I'm sure we'll check in again soon. Anything else to add?
I don't. Just happy Christmas to all our listeners.
Happy holidays. Stay healthy and safe.
Stay healthy. And wear your mask.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
24 hours later.
Hello, it's Jules.
And Jim.
And we are holed up in a Red Roof Inn. Halfway between point A and point B. So Red Roof Inn takes animals, so that's why we're staying here, and we're halfway there, and tomorrow we will go and be at our destination.
But not at the house.
But not at the house, which we're buying the next day, on Wednesday.
Right. So that will be fun for Christmas. We get all our possessions back, hopefully.
Yeah. If everything goes where it's supposed to go, we'll get all our possessions on Wednesday, except for the ones that we already have, like the two dilators I have been using since we checked in. Did we talk last night or the night before?
Last night.
That's all.
You don't want to talk about our exciting morning?
We had a very exciting morning, and while I eat my grapefruit slice, Jenna's going to tell you about it.
So we called the people. Hi, Kitty. We called the people to come pick up our cubes with all our stuff in it, and they said, great, he'll be there in the late afternoon because he's got another delivery. And we said, perfect, because we still have to put our mattress and a few other things in. And then he showed up like half an hour later, and we were not ready because, you know, our mattress wasn't in it, and we couldn't figure out a way to make it fit because the movers didn't leave us enough space. So that was upsetting. But luckily, the moving guy came up and was like, here, let me help you. I'll be manly and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, okay, ladies, let me show you how a man does it. Which, frankly, was what we needed.
We needed someone to just muscle all our shit in there.
I know.
And he did. And then we realized that we had a lot of stuff left.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
he already took our stuff. And we had to fit it all in our cars. And Jules has a Prius, and I have a Pontiac Vibe. So just imagine, like, the smallest hatchbacks you can.
We got it all in there, though.
But we did. We except for the laundry hampers.
We left. We had to leave a laundry hamper and a hand truck.
Yeah.
And the hand truck we bought last week.
We just bought it.
We bought it used from a guy for $30.
And I guess we'll have to do that again when we get there.
Well, maybe.
I want to have a hand truck.
Yeah, we're going to buy one when we get there.
Yeah, at some point.
So that was exciting, but and we just filled up every available cubic inch of space in those cars.
Yeah, we really did.
And got a dozen bagels.
A dozen sesame fucking bagels.
I know. We ordered 6 sesame bagels and 6 cranberry orange bagels.
We got 1 cranberry orange bagel.
It was the last one they had.
Oh my gosh.
But she gave us extra sesame bagels, so...
To make up for it.
To make up for it.
Editing Jim here on March 7th, which was 3 months ago, I guess, that we recorded this. I just found half of one of those sesame bagels in the back of the fridge. They lasted.
Somehow. Instead of calling us and asking what else we might like. For instance, their flavorless blueberry.
They do make good bagels, though.
They do. They're really tasty. Like, the texture and everything's really good. Anyway, who cares?
Who cares?
I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Except that you got treated like a hysterical woman, which was annoying to me.
I did.
Because you were but like, oh my gosh, we're not supposed to be here yet. And he was like, calm down, it's okay.
Calm down, hysterical lady.
Don't get your panties in a wad. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, eye roll.
But we got it. Done. We got everything in there. You know, I have been in increasing amounts of worry, I will call it, for the last probably 5 months. You know, at a very low level, and then it gets closer to the move, I've been getting more and more nervous. Then today came, and I really was kind of very upset that he got there that early.
Yeah, he didn't show up when he said he was going to.
But anyway... It's on its way to where we're going to meet it.
Yep, and then we'll have whole new adventures in our new city.
And in this little kind of town where we're spending the Red Roof Inn...
Town, quote unquote.
The idea of vegan food is probably...
Laughable.
Laughable. There's not even a Chinese restaurant for many miles, so...
You know what? There is a Wendy's, though, and maybe I could get a baked potato.
Maybe we both could. I would go there.
Yeah, you'd go get me a baked potato.
Of course I would.
I've already showered, and also I'm tired.
And also,
not
I
like
would,
Jules isn't tired.
I would always go get you a baked potato.
Ah, you're the best.
You know I would.
I know. Hey, did we bring the steak sauce in that cooler?
I'm trying to think what I kept and what I threw out. I think I kept the steak sauce.
If you kept the steak sauce, I will fully kiss you on the mouth.
Well, I'm going to go in and look. It's better than a bagel.
It's better than a bagel for breakfast.
A bagel for lunch today, a bagel for dinner tonight, and a bagel for breakfast in the morning.
That's too many bagels.
That's too many bagels.
We'll never poop again.
I know. And you know how I am about that.
Spoiler alert, the very next day, I had the opposite problem.
So, okay, that's us.
That's now.
There's not a lot of transgender stuff on here, but except for the guy who thought I was a hysterical lady, because that's pretty much exactly what
I was. To be honest, you were.
Yep. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A small addendum, because I thought that I recorded something about what happened the next day, but we didn't. Long story short, I shit myself in the car. It's very sudden, and then also there was a lot of traffic on the road, and we were like pretty much sitting at a standstill. But it was just me and the cats in there, so no one complained but me. And we pulled over at the first place we could find, which was a Wendy's. The great thing about having a girlfriend is that she has panties too and can probably bring you some from her suitcase, which is what we did. A panty exchange in the line at Wendy's. IBS is a bitch, I guess. But now we have a name for that sort of emergency situation, and we call it a Wendy's situation. Feel free to use that in your everyday vernacular. Perhaps it will spread around the globe. Although I hope you don't find yourself in one, because it's not fun. Okay, bye!